Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's another time this week for the podcast. It's called Etc. You know what we are about. We've been doing this for a while now. And today,
welcome back.
It's a very special time, right?
It is. It is.
Because it's about to be the 4th of July. Let me tell you this. Shut the fuck up. When I tell you the word independence, what comes to mind?
USA. America. That's what I think about.
Freedom. Independence.
Yeah. Independence.
Thomas Jefferson. You know what that is? Me neither. But the important thing is that we're here because of that motherfucker right there. And Georgie and Mr. Hamilton.
We're going to do... wait, hang on.
What's up?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. You know what? Continue. All right. You know, I'm going to let you lead this. Go ahead.
You know what? Never mind.
You seem to be very inspired.
No, well, listen. I love the 4th of July. It's, you know, it's vacation season. Everybody's coming back. Everybody wants to go to the beach, to the lake, to, you know, to go out and fish. Nobody wants to work, you know. 4th of July, did you know this? I didn't know this because I've been working my entire damn life. That the day after is a national holiday. Like, they're giving people the day off of work. The 5th of July. Do you know that?
Hang on. This is only if it lands... like on a weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's every holiday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Memorial Day, Labor Day. Yeah. Oh, not obviously not Labor Day, but Memorial Day.
Yeah, I didn't know that. How long has it been since it landed on a weekend, though?
I don't know.
It's been a fucking minute, man.
I'm sure it happens every.
Like, even if it lands on a Saturday.
Yeah. So if it lands on a Saturday or Sunday, then they'll celebrate on Monday.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Tommy boy. Yeah. You done good.
But yeah, guys, welcome back. Back to here. Your favorite podcast, etc. For those of you that are new who have been listening to it, discovered us through Instagram or TikTok.
Or some other bullshit.
Yeah. You guys you won't be disappointed, I promise.
I mean, you might be disappointed. But
most of our stuff is in English.
Yeah.
Some other, and we'll probably throw some Spanish later on, but we'll be sure to do the subtitles. Yes. When you watch the videos.
Exactly.
But anyways, you know, the show's about just relaxing, having a good time. We try to keep it a little informative, just try to have some fun. And we ask you to grab a drink, you know, it's just relax, chill, have a good time, whether you're
a grand old time, you know. Yeah. It's the 4th of July, so get yourself some Pabst. Okay, Blue. Yeah. Ribbon.
So
you,
it's not actually 4th of July right
now.
It's
the 4th of July today.
Well, for us right now, it kind of is, just because by the time we release this, it'll be like 4th of July.
No, it won't. Will it?
It'll be like...
What day does the 4th of July land on? Is that a Friday, Thursday? No, because Wednesday is the 30th.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, that's Thursday.
So by the time... Yeah, so when we release this, whenever we release this, like around the 30th, you know...
It'll be closer to the 4th of July.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, yeah, so...
But I got that spirit in me, son. You can't keep that spirit down, you know what I'm talking about?
It's true.
That's true.
I tried it. Yeah,
he can't. Burning fire inside of me. I live by the lake. I want to shoot some fireworks. Everybody's shooting fireworks today.
Yeah. And today, Eddie's going to give us a really quick run through all the details, everything you need to know.
You know what?
To pass the immigration test to get your become a citizen.
All right. Hit me up in my DMs. I'm going to let you know everything you need to know about how you pass that migration test.
Migration test. Yeah.
I'm also going to let you know a little bit about them founding fathers. One in particular that not a lot of people
I was gonna ask you, do you know the founding fathers?
Listen to me.
Can you name me the founding fathers? You don't fucking know the founding fathers.
I'm not gonna dignify that with a response because I'm insulted right now. You're a piece of trash for even doubting.
You don't know the fucking founding fathers. Name me the goddamn founding fathers.
Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Adams, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton twice. Fucking goddamn it. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. Did I say Thomas Jefferson again?
You did say that one.
I know, but okay. I meant Benjamin Franklin. I always get them two mixed up.
What? No, you said Benjamin Franklin on that one. The last one.
Oh, then I meant Thomas Jefferson.
No, you said Thomas Jefferson.
All right, goddamn it. I'll do it one more time, goddamn it. It's Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, John Adams,
right?
James Madison. Fucking goddamn it, Samuel Adams. Fucking,
come on,
you can do this.
Come on,
John Hancock. Fucking, those are the ones that matter. That's everyone else.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm just going along.
Listen, you know that James Madison? No. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had like this feud, long feud.
Wait, who are we talking about?
John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. You know who Thomas Jefferson is?
Were these slave owners?
He wrote. Let's not get into that. They wrote. Not important. Listen. It was a different time.
It's a different time.
No, yeah, that's fucked up. I was gonna tie that in in a very, you know, nuanced way.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I ruined your joke. I'm so sorry.
You know what?
I'll pretend like I hadn't heard it. I didn't hear it.
Nah, you know what? It is what it is. That's true. They were slave owners.
They owned them slaves.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
That's good shit. Anyway.
Anyways. What was your interesting fact? So they had a feud.
Not a lot of people know this.
So what was this feud? Was it over a woman?
No.
God. Good.
So that was John Adams. What was really sweet about John Adams is that he loved his wife. He was a one-woman guy. Very dedicated. But he had a son that was an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot of personal struggles, right? But what was cool about him, did you know John Adams was the second president of the United States?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. What, you thought I was going to say Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Oh.
I did think you were going to say Abraham Lincoln.
You know which one's Abraham Lincoln?
The one with their Civil War.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying which president was he?
Oh. The 14th?
You're close. You're close. 16th.
God damn it. I was close.
You were close.
It's my boy Daniel Day-Lewis, man.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was a good movie. Did you see that movie? You know Adam Driver's in that movie? But you didn't see him.
I haven't even seen it. Wasn't Abraham Lincoln a slave owner too?
Why you focus on the negative? this is the problem with America today. Always so negative.
You know,
focus on the positive now.
It's the great U.S. of A. birthday, but I want to talk about that.
Talk about some real shit.
That what's it called? The radical. Oh, dude. Hang on. Continue. I'll go back to it.
Well, not a lot of people know this. Write some notes.
You've been saying that.
I had to write my notes down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was another founding father, you understand what I'm telling you now, called Captain Benjamin Martin. Benjamin Martin. Not a lot of people know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was a veteran of the French and Indian War and a widower. With 7 children. You understand how hard it is to raise 7 children?
No. That sounds horrible.
You got no idea.
That sounds horrible.
You got no idea. But, you know, he valued them. He cherished them. Tried to raise them well.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this rambunctious son, right?
Fuck. And then?
He swore off the war. He was anti-war. Not because he didn't want to fight for an independent nation. But because he didn't want to go back to war, war is fucking terrible. You know this.
Right? Oh, I know this.
You know this.
Everybody critical race this. Theory. That's what I was going to
say. Right. You know what? I'm done with this goddamn podcast. You know what? I guess we're never going to find out about Captain Benjamin.
All right.
You know what? Whatever.
All right. I'm sorry. I had to look for it. I found it.
All right. Anyway. Captain Benjamin. All right.
Okay.
Here's what you don't know about Captain Benjamin.
Okay.
All right. One night, when he was voting against a war of independence,
and we'll find out what happens at the very end of that when we get back.
God damn it, no.
I'm sorry. Continue. Welcome back. I'm so sorry.
If you like that sponsor, please hit the like and subscribe button. I'm sure you'll love what comes next.
Go, continue.
Where was I? Goddamn. Okay, listen. Okay, my notes. Okay, Colonel Benjamin. And we're going to commercial.
And we're going back to another commercial, guys. We'll be right back.
Eddie will tell us what happens to Benji.
And we're back.
I'm so sorry, dude.
I won't play with it. I won't touch it. I'm sorry. I had to do it at least once. All right. Sorry. We have a new toy.
Do you even care about America? The land of the free, home of the brave. Ever heard of it?
Eddie, I don't.
U.S. of A.
We can't get into this conversation. Not when we're being recorded.
All right.
You know how I get. Now we can do this the easy way. All we can do is the hard way.
But Charles says, yeah. The
I'm sorry. Continue.
You nasty. How dare you bring that up?
But I'm going to have that booty. I'm going to have that booty.
Booty is more important than water. Yeah. More important than food. A man's butt.
Why do you sound like a... Where'd you get that?
That's just part of my curriculum, baby.
That reference, what's that reference from?
It's from the Boondocks, man. You know where it's from.
Oh, that's right.
That's from the Booty Warrior.
The Booty Warrior. The Booty Warrior.
That boy.
I'm sorry. The great U.S. of A.
The great U.S. of A. Captain Benjamin. Captain Benjamin. That's right. Okay, so after he voted against going to war with the British, going against independence.
Are we past the feud?
Shut up. The next couple of days, the British randomly attacked his town, burned everything to the ground, locked everybody in a church,
damn,
and just fucking destroyed everybody, right?
Wow.
And he went into this fucking huge rampage, followed them into the woods.
No.
Took his kids with him. He was like, okay, aim steady. You know how I taught you. And he blocked them off, right? The British were coming in through this, like, this path in the woods.
Okay.
And the next thing you know, they're on their horses, right? The guys are like, oh shit, we just like, yeah, exactly. Good sound effects. Like, they're like, easy, Betsy. Easy. Study on, girl.
We can do this the easy way.
I'm sorry.
Peeking out through the bushes.
I'm gonna have that booty.
That booty's mad, man. I got Captain Benjamin's name all over it, baby.
Captain, no!
Why are we always going
to God damn it.
Always be going
It's
to
always
that.
A rapey.
It's just bad.
It's just...
You know what? Can we have one day?
God, I mean,
one
sorry.
Day
I'm
without
sorry.
A goddamn Dobby joke.
So
I made one joke about an elf.
So the... All right. So you're back on the... So they're on the path.
All right. They're on the path. Woods. Okay. They're on the woods, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. They're going through. They're trying to get to the fucking bay or whatever the fuck it is. You know, there's a lot of bays up there.
Right.
13 colonies. You know that? You didn't know that, did you?
Anyway. Name me the 13 colonies.
I'll name it to you after the story.
After the story. Continue. All right. Sorry.
So... He has his kids up on this little fucking little hill, right? And uh-huh. then he's over there trying to survey the land. He immediately shoots down the captain, the one that's on the horse. Everybody scatters. They're like, oh, we're under attack. We're ambushed. And they think that like a bunch of people are coming after them. And it's not. It's just this one dude and two guys, two of his kids, you know, children.
Oh.
You know, these kids have never killed before in their life. But now they're gonna, you know, they have to. They got to man up.
Right.
Talking about they got to kill these people. At the end of the day, you know, after all that bloodshed and everything, there was one guy that was left. And he misses his shot to kill Captain Benjamin. Benjamin goes fucking crazy, right? He takes out his tomahawk. The dude, like, sees him and he starts fucking running away, right? He's like, fucking throws it. Right in the spine.
God.
Catches up to him, right? Lands in, like, the swamp thing. Takes it out of his back and starts fucking going at it. Going at it, just fucking destroying.
I can like picture him just like
he got that booty,
like, and just like after he like picks up the tomahawk right after like you know stabs him in the back, picks
right.
it up.
That's right.
Slow motion.
United States of America.
Anime scene. Yeah.
Shockwaves everywhere.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Something like, that. Something like that.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Okay.
Anyway, after that, right, he immediately enlists, right? He's like, you know what? Fuck the British. You know, I thought I was right. I was wrong. They going to fight me no matter what. I'm going to kill these fools, all right?
You're going to have that booty.
I'm going to get that British
booty. That British booty.
I'm going to get it. BB. Mm-hmm.
That's what that stands for.
Uh-huh.
BB. Mm.
Anyway.
And then?
So he goes on this campaign, right? And everybody thinks that, like, you back then, you had to, like, fight everybody had their own side. There was, it was gentlemen, right? Like, you put them in lines, they walk through fucking artillery fire everywhere, but you're still walking because it's what's fair, right? It's like gentlemen of war.
Of course.
It was bullshit, but the British were not used to guerrilla warfare, right? Like, so they came to the colonies and they kept on getting like ransacked and like in the bushes and shit. You weren't supposed to like form a good militia or whatever, you know?
Right.
So afterwards, right, they're getting beat, but they hire this like evil motherfucker. I can't remember what his name is. He's he kind of looks like Malfoy's dad. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. They harass the British supply lines. They capture some of Cornwallis. His like personal effects. I think that's what the guy's name is. The general for the British.
Yeah, you're speaking to that.
And anyway, he enlists his son, right? Like, his son is like, no, I want to go to war. Captain Benjamin's son. He kind of looks like Heath Ledger a little bit. He goes in. He wants to go.
Almost like a nice show?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Like, father?
Yes, instead of abandoning him, he takes him with him. He's like, fine, you can join me, right? Captain Benjamin's like, fine, come on, man. Like, if we're going to be in war, we're going to be in war together, man. Come on. I'll teach you the ways of being a warrior.
Just like, follow your feet.
But, like, you know, this kid's like a hot-headed kid. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, and he's going to be married pretty soon, right? Like, you got married pretty young back then. So, like, he already had somebody who was like, oh, shit. Like, this guy's going to war. I'm going to get married. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But the British ransacked the town the day, like, it was like a Sunday or something. Everybody was in church. And this guy, Cornwallis, I think his name is, orders his second lieutenant to burn the church down and lock everybody in. That's like viciousness on a whole different other level. You know what I'm talking about? And this motherfucker, Malfoy looking motherfucker, right?
I hate that guy.
Goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
The second lieutenant is like, you know what? I can't do this. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
No, you can't.
Grabs the torch. He's like, I knew you didn't have it in you. Throws the torch into the fucking church, and you see all these people burn alive, including the son's wife, right? What would you do? What would you do? Don't answer. It's rhetorical. The next thing that that boy does is he's like, you know what? I'm going to kill me a Cornwallis. I'm going to put that boy's ponytail on my mantelpiece. He goes after Cornwallis, ambushes him. But you don't know my boy Cornwallis, man. He's a veteran, you know?
Right,
this
right.
guy's a strategician. Strategy. Man knows strategy, right? That's what the point is.
Strategic?
He's a general. Or not a general, or captain. Some shit like that. Anyway.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. General captain. that's a rank. That's a official rank. Anyway. He goes and he tries to kill him. And once he gets the final shot, the man pulls out a pistol.
Fuck.
Boondock Saints style. And like shoots him. My man is like bewildered. He couldn't believe it, but he's gonna be reunited with his wife soon, so it's chill. He's cool. But where is Benjamin at this moment, right?
Right.
Imagine finding out your eldest son just died. He's dead. He's not coming back, bro. Just like Independence.
Who can say where we'll go?
America! United! Picks up his son. No! Damn. All the while, okay. Right? They're trying to make these treaties with the fucking French, and
I was wondering where is this in the timeline,
Mr. Lafayette, and you know that he's like promising all these troops that are going to come over from the French because the French and the British are in war, and
right.
The French want to help the colonies be independent because that means that they're not going to get all the natural resources that the colonies have. They're going to stop trade from Britain, economics, all that bullshit, right?
Right. Yeah, keep up, guys, if you're listening.
King George is finally like, you know what? Fuck this. This is my hood. I'm going to come back. What are y'all doing? Why are y'all acting up? I don't understand what's going on.
Damn.
Who's in charge right now?
Right.
And Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington sit down.
The brothers. The Pimptations. I'm sorry.
There was label on his bed. If it ain't right, I'm sorry. I take it back.
You're right.
Pimptations.
Damn.
Pimptations.
Slavetations.
Slavetations.
God damn. Damn, dude. God.
All right. I'm sorry.
Cut that out, Jimmy.
No, cut that out. You know what? Keep it in.
Keep it
in. They need to know.
They.
All right, anyway.
Okay.
Final battle comes. King George is like, you're never going to be able to meet me in a militia because you're a bitch. Wait. Right?
Yeah, okay, that's good. Well, you got to wait. Hang on. How, I can't really picture this because he's British.
Yeah.
You know, you sound a little more like...
You want the British accent? You want Michael Caine?
You know, give me Michael Caine. Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold up. These bloody people, they can't see. They'd never be able to form a militia. Now, Master Wayne.
You know,
Master Wayne. The problem is, you're never going to do what he says he does because he can't do what he can't do.
Dude, it's like Michael Caine's here. I like it.
You know?
Right. He lost me. Well, anyway, I was very moved. I was like, what are we talking about?
We're going to have to cut this out. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, the final battle comes, right?
When, dude, I'm so... Okay, I have so many questions, but okay. I want to let you finish your story.
That's pretty much it, right? But...
Wait, that's how America was born?
The last scene, right? The last scene.
Fuck. Right? Okay. All right. I got ahead of myself.
These guys think that the US of A can't form a militia because they're all guerrilla-style fighters or whatever, right?
Savages. Right.
Wrong. Extra wrong. My boy, Benjamin.
Let's go, boys.
Time to get wild, boys.
The bad moon rising.
I like how fucking colonial America has fucking Apache helicopters. Light them up, boys. Anyway, God damn it. I'm trying to finish the goddamn story.
Okay.
The last thing that happens, right? The British meet them head on and they're getting beat. My man fucking Cornwallis is over there grinning because Benjamin, he knows he's gonna get beat. But what does Benjamin do? He picks up the American flag. All right. He picks up the American flag and he starts running.
The British are
waving coming. It.
The British are
coming. And people are retreating and everything and they're like, no. You
remember
know
the Alamo.
That flag right there, that's what this is all about. And Captain Benjamin Gibson, Benjamin. Captain Benjamin.
Okay.
He runs down the hill and he starts inspiring everybody, right? I'm pretty sure he impales this motherfucker Cornwallis with the goddamn American flag and sets it down. And
you in like that Smash America.
Flows through the walls.
These are anime references, by the way.
White eyes. And that's how United States of America came to be.
Damn.
That's the story.
What
that's
year was rap. This? No, don't look, my man. Come on.
I think it was 1778 when the final clash started. So
76, I think.
No, 76 is when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. You fucking ignorant ass motherfucker. Look at you. You don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
You're so right.
I don't even
you know
what?
Why. Salute to that. Salute to that. You know, cheers. You know what you're doing. Yeah.
All right.
Smash. But
all right. So that was my story, right?
Right.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure not a lot of people know about this man Benjamin, right? Because you're in history with him. Like, he was a bit of an anti-Semite. You know, he's a bit of a drunk.
Didn't he have like herpes or something?
Probably a lot of people had herpes back then.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was probably syphilis. But you know what? It happens sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. You get the good with the bad.
But he was also really weird because, you know, he started making really weird references to like Mayan culture and like Scottish culture. You know,
give me an example.
Like, you know, William Cornwallis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No.
Freedom! Fucking sword. Goddamn. Guys, like, I'm talking to a brick wall right now. Jesus Christ. Cornwallis. You don't know who Cornwallis is? William Cornwallis? William Wallace. Not Cornwallis. William Wallace. Scottish.
I feel like you already know the answer to your question, Eddie.
Prima Nocta? No? Don't ring any bells? All right. What about this? You know what? That's it. Actually, that's it.
No. And then?
Anyway, the whole point is not a lot of people know about Benjamin. Not Benjamin Franklin. It's a different. It's Captain Benjamin. What was it? I got to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I heard about this. Fucking Benjamin, fucking, what was his name? Benjamin Martin. Not a lot of people know about Benjamin Martin, but they made a really cool fucking movie about it.
Damn. Really? Cool movie. What movie is this?
It's The Patriot.
I swear to God, I can't believe you didn't notice. I honestly can't believe.
I was like,
I did not. I can't. I
was like, this.
The American education system failed you. All right. There is no Captain Benjamin.
There is no. All
right. That never happened. Okay. I was reading from the synopsis on Wikipedia of the Patriot. Okay.
Okay.
You know what? He wasn't a slave owner. He wasn't.
He fucking is.
I should have said Passion of the Christ. Damn it. Damn it. I missed my chance. Anyway. You know what? No, I... Braveheart, really? You don't know who William Wallace is? Braveheart?
Nope.
Have you ever seen Braveheart?
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's him? Which one's the one you're saying? Oh, that's the character he plays? No.
What?
Eddie, stop. I'm putting this part out.
I can't do it.
You're making me look bad.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I will.
Can you, like, you stop it?
No, we can do this day,
the
baby.
Easy way, or we can do the hard way.
Okay. That was my story. You're ignorant as fuck for not calling me out.
That was beautiful, man.
Well.
That was really good.
Beautifully ignorant. But what about you? I know you got some from the British side.
I got nothing.
Anyway, you guys, we'll be right back after this message.
Eddie,
I'm gonna beat
Eddie,
this boy's ass.
I didn't get it.
Kick your ass.
And we're back.
Beat that boy's ass,
Eddie. Was it? Yeah, honestly, we had agreed you were gonna do the British because that's why we agreed that you were gonna do Michael Caine.
Oh yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm like, I was listening to you.
Let me do Michael Caine one more time.
I was listening to your story, but I was like, all right, we're like, where's mine? There's no room for mine.
What's something Michael Caine would say?
What would Michael Caine said? I bury enough Waynes in the family.
That was horrible. And you should feel bad.
I can't do it.
No. Hold on. Okay.
About enough points.
Alright, having enough points in the family.
Ah, dude, that's good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
That's really good.
No, but he said he would say something if he was giving you a lecture on how fucking stupid you are for not recognizing that this is the Patriot. He'd be like, "Oh, Frank, you've ought to stop watching as many TikToks." No, wait,
porn.
Oh, Frank, you need to start wanking it. No, wait. I lost it. I need to be around Michael Caine a little bit more.
I know, stopping that.
Did you know Michael Caine was the original Alfie? Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I actually did, yeah. That, because it's the one with Jude Law was like a remake.
A remake, yeah. That movie was so good.
Yeah.
It was really good. Remember when you like recommended it to me? I was like, this is going to be some bullshit. But it was good. It was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you think as a man.
Yes. Like, I recommend it. You want to talk about independence?
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much of it. We can get into that later, though.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get into that right now.
Right. But, okay. Dude, I love that story. That was really good.
Yeah, it was good. So good, in fact, that they made a movie called The Patriot.
The Patriot.
It's really good, isn't it?
I was like, where's the British side on this?
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you to be like, wait a minute.
Is it? Wait.
Heath Ledger.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait a minute. Mel Gibson. Wait a minute. Malfoy.
Oh, dude.
Wait a minute. I gave you so many hints. So many hints.
That was good. That was good.
Was it?
That was good.
I don't know.
You said Heath Ledger. I thought of Knight's Tale. My mind was somewhere else.
I'm like, hey. Pay attention. Hey.
The father.
What's my father hears of this?
Damn.
Do you think you'd be a Slytherin or you'd be a...
We're doing Harry Potter now?
Gryffindor. I mean, we're talking about the British.
It's true.
I want to know if George Washington was a wizard in the Harry Potter world. You know what I'm talking about? One of them had to be a wizard. Benjamin Franklin, probably a wizard.
No. Wait, which one was your question? If I'm still the Gryffindor or Slytherin, are we going to the president's? which one do you want me to answer first?
God damn. Pick one.
Okay. First, I haven't seen all the Harry Potter.
And we'll be right back right after these messages.
And we're back. Coming back with like fucking a black guy. And we're back.
Come in.
No, dude, hang on.
Who would you be?
I think so from my understanding, Gryffindor's the good guys. That's Harry's team.
Yeah, but
I don't get it.
You saying that right now?
But is there like a personality kind of like? Do people take like a personality test to decide which team you're in?
I don't know if you're serious right now or not. Are you being serious right now?
Eddie, I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm just kidding. First of all,
are like assholes?
You don't
like
decide where you
hat
are.
Picks,
right?
The hat picks. The hat picks. Right.
You know what? Fuck Independence Day. We're gonna talk about hate. Pride, the hat picks. Based on your personality, who do you think, where do you think you would fit in? Slytherin? Where, like, you don't give a shit about anybody, but, like, ambition makes you want to strive for more?
Yeah,
Gryffindor? Or bravery and courage is, like, what defines you?
No, what was the first one?
Shut the fuck up.
The first one sounded good.
Hufflepuff, where your mascot is a goddamn badger, or Ravenclaw when you're smart as fuck? You ain't Ravenclaw, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to tell you.
Eddie.
I hate to be the one to Eddie. Break the news, man. Eddie. You didn't know what the Patriot
Ladies
was.
Ladies and gentlemen, we brought it back after this few messages. And we're back.
So anyway, you're...
Okay, I was going to ask you a few questions about the Independence Day.
Please.
I was going to see how much do you know.
Please.
You know? So,
hit me.
You ready? First one. Wait, actually, before I even ask you, well, yeah, no, did you know?
Okay.
If there's one thing that I love about this country, it's going to be the national anthem.
And
would you
I'm
not
proud
agree?
To be an American.
That's not the fucking national anthem.
Yes, it is.
But would you not agree that we have the best national anthem?
No, I would disagree.
What?
Yeah.
Who has a better national anthem?
Soviet Russia.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you, dude?
Have you listened to the Soviet Russian national anthem?
I've heard.
I know you've maybe
okay
heard it.
Have you heard Mark Anthony sing the?
Oh God! What the fuck?
You know what? I take it back. I heard Lady Gaga sing the national anthem. I cried.
You like it?
It was great.
Okay. Is that your favorite?
Lady Gaga's rendition?
Yeah,
I think so. It was great. It was okay. Pretty good. Mark Anthony.
I was kidding. I just heard Mark Anthony once. Like I thought it was like. I was like, isn't he like Puerto Rican? I thought it was about America.
Well, you want to talk about politics? God damn it.
But no. So I was just going to say, like, I think we have one of probably the best national anthem.
Mm.
And I was going to ask you, Eddie, because I know you sang it when you were in high school.
I did.
Can you give us a piece of that?
No.
Okay. My favorite cover or like who sings the national anthem. I don't know if you've heard it, but Brian McKnight. Brian McKnight with his sons. Dude, it is great. If you haven't heard it, get ready for the chills.
Yeah, but
it's
You know what our national anthem should be? It should be the intro to America's Funniest Home Videos. America, America, this is you. You've never heard it? No, not Creedence Clearwater.
Although,
it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, Creedence Clearwater.
Now we can do this the easy way.
Oh, the highway.
Oh, the
choice is yours. God damn. No.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Well, I mean, so guys, if you're celebrating 4th of July, by the time you're hearing this, go ahead and celebrate that beautiful day.
Yep, it's a glorious day. You know, go out.
Do you have any 4th of July memories? Cookout.
All of my memories for 4th of July is like, that's usually the week we take to go on vacation. So I have some beautiful memories of the 4th of July. We go to Rosemary Beach. in Florida. Then we go to Destin. Sometimes we go to Universal or
I feel like Disney everyone World. Goes to Destin.
It's beautiful. Destin is
like near the 4th of July.
Destin is it's cool. There's like a pretty good boardwalk and stuff like that.
It's a pretty good.
It's very touristy.
There's a good Trump follow there as well.
Yeah, but you get used to it after a little bit while.
Oh, I don't mind it.
The problem is like you have to go with like at least one more
person. I get on the boat with
them. You get on the boat. Woo! Let's go. Woo! Yeah, I bet. They're like, we got one, boys. Kingdom. Where are we going, guys?
Red Kingdom.
Get him! Get him. Oh, fellas, come on now. I'm on your side. He's on our side. Get him! Ah, you son of a bitch! I'll kill you. I can just picture you.
So, yeah. So, any great memories in specific?
One time when we were in Destin, they have these really... really great dolphin tours. I can't remember what the company name is, or else I would say it. And they also have this really great slushy, alcoholic slushy thing. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it's really good. It's like New Orleans style.
Right.
And man, that shit is just... We went out on the boat. It was a dolphin tour. We thought, man, no dolphin's gonna show up in this goddamn bullshit ass tour. The sun was setting. And then out of nowhere, school of goddamn dolphin came up. And just started swimming along with us. I'm pretty sure Bruce Springsteen was playing.
The beer, Eddie.
Oh. No. Here's that cup of coffee for you.
Guys, fill up. And then?
And then...
This is probably the stupidest episode we've ever done, and it's about the great, beautiful, the birth of the great U.S. of A., Eddie.
What are you talking about? What I did in Destin? Anyway, it was just beautiful. Like the dolphins started coming up, they started swimming.
While the fireworks were going,
the sun was setting. It was beautiful. I was with my wife, or I wasn't married yet, but I knew I was gonna get married after that.
Because the dolphins?
The dolphins told me, man. They told me. It was like, hey, man, you better marry this goddamn girl right now. Don't let me look at you not marrying her. And I was like, please. I'm scared. And they were like, don't be scared. Slap me in the face.
You can do it the easy way.
Oh, the hard way.
The choice is... Okay,
I'm like, all right, give me that marriage certificate.
Damn.
But the sun was setting. The night was coming.
Right.
Fireworks started shooting off. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard Bruce Springsteen. That song, I can't remember what it's called.
The song, I thought like him.
The one that's
the
like... Even though we don't dance in the dark.
Yeah! Bruce, you did it again! Yeah. You crazy son of a bitch.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I did not walk down the aisle of Bruce Springsteen, and it's my biggest regret.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So that's my 4th of July memory.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say the Patriot.
No. So we yes. always have birthdays. We've always had birthdays.
On the 4th of July?
4th of July. We have two in my family, two cousins that have that were born on the 4th of July.
Hmm.
So it's always very birthday themed. Like they never chose like an American theme, you know, like I want America to be my theme.
Right.
So we got like Spider-Man or some kind of bullshit like that.
What do you think about the dudes that wear an American flag as like a outfit?
I think that's weird.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
I think it's weird.
Yeah. I don't know if you're... I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's why I think it's... Oh, like, I think it is like a... I know in other countries it's a disrespect. They don't do that.
Yeah.
To be wearing...
I mean, there is like this frat boy type of like funniness to it.
But let me ask you, did your mom ever buy you a t-shirt with the American flag from Old Navy? I think that's the most American thing that exists.
A t-shirt with the American flag? No, but I got plenty of t-shirts with Texas...
From Old Navy?
From Old Navy, yeah.
No, dude. Old Navy had like a bunch of American stuff. No? Okay.
There's a Texas section.
Really?
Yeah.
Does every state have their own?
No.
Do you think people do that? Do you think like Idaho is excited about like their state?
Idaho hates being Idaho. I'm just kidding. Bless Idaho and all the corn that you bring to the US of A. But no, I feel like Texas is very particular. There's very few states that you can say that, like, Texas, like, they have their own personality. Like,
their patriotism.
Yeah, for that state.
For the state, yeah. Yeah,
Texas is one of them. Florida's another one.
New York?
New York.
Maybe. Canada? I mean, California. I was going to say California. I say what I say. No, not Canada. We all know that's like a city, right?
Oh, my God!
I'm kidding.
Turn the podcast off.
I'm kidding.
that's a city in fucking Idaho, isn't it? Goddamn moron. Anyway, no, not Canada. California. California, yeah, definitely.
You think so?
Yeah.
People think prior to
Los Angeles, San Francisco.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado, I think it's another one.
No.
I think people are like, dude.
No, this is Colorado. No, dude, I'm from Colorado.
Yeah, we're super chill here, man.
You never hear that.
I think.
When have you ever heard that? Never. Shut up.
You know what you're talking about.
Shut up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Florida is one of them.
You think so?
Bunch of crazy people and a crazy shit like having a Florida. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful, wonderful city or
state. God damn it. Like, you're fucking stupid.
I'm sorry.
But no.
You know what? We're gonna, as we're talking about the states and whatnot, I'm gonna keep asking you questions to kind of test your knowledge of the beautiful state of America,
the beautiful country.
God damn it, dude! You know what? Yeah, we should just turn this off.
Anyway, ask ahead.
Okay, first one. Okay. Oh wait, 13 colonies. You have to name them to me. People want to know. People that... all right, Eddie, right. I don't know if you know this, but there are people that listen to our podcast that are not from America.
You're right. I have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility. You have to educate these people. 13 colonies. The original 13 colonies. You know what? Fuck that.
All right, boys.
What do you know?
Forgive me, Sensei. I have to go all out.
Hang on, I gotta look this up though.
All right, I know it's Maryland.
No, wait.
God damn it.
Okay, go.
All right, it's Maryland.
Alphabetical order, God, please.
What? No. You do the work.
That's how it has it.
Right. Shut up. You do the work. Maryland, okay. Virginia.
Okay. Maryland, Virginia. Yes. Just snap the thing. Come on.
Happy.
Listen, that's a horrible reference.
Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, shut up. It's North Dakota.
What?
No. No. Okay, shut up.
You're
shut
way
up.
Off
Wait,
the
shut
map.
Up. Shut up. God damn it. Let me see.
Texas?
I mean.
It's not Texas.
It's the only one that counts, baby. No, okay. Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Washington, fucking, no, Washington, D.C. No. Okay, never mind. Philadelphia. No, that's a city.
That's a city. God damn.
My bad. Shut up. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on. I know some bitch ass city that I can't, or state God, that I can't damn. Fucking think about right now. Okay, let's see. New Jersey. New York.
Ooh, there you go. All right, my boy's getting there.
I'm going down the fucking geography.
Yeah,
right?
There you
New
go.
York, New Jersey, mm-hmm. fucking Virginia. Goddamn fucking.
It wasn't North Dakota.
Carolina.
So it's
North Carolina, South
go.
Carolina.
There you go.
Fucking. Georgia.
There you go.
What's next to Georgia? God. Damn it, what next to Georgia?
Do you have like four left?
Fuck.
What's next to Georgia? Come on, man. What the little tiny one?
Rhode Island?
No. There you go. And what's the color? What's around there? There's one, another one, a little tiny one around there.
Oh, Minnesota? Michigan?
No.
God damn. No. Michigan was a part of it, was
no,
it?
No, fool.
Oh, okay.
Massachusetts.
Damn it! I always forget Massachusetts. Who gives a fuck about Massachusetts?
What do they do there? If you're from Massachusetts and you're listening to this, please call the number at the bottom, 55555.
You see how, like, I had an error code? I was like... I've never heard the name Massachusetts.
All right, well, you're pretty close. You just need
Boston. No, not Boston. That's
Delaware.
Delaware. Fuck the Delaware River. That's right.
And New Hampshire.
No one gives a shit about New Hampshire. Let's be real. Okay.
All right, New Hampshire. All right, good job. All right. Now, I need you to name me all 50 states. Go.
I'm not doing it.
You don't? Did you sing it? Did they teach it to you as a kid? They taught me a song. It was called 50 Nifty United States, something like that. Did you learn that?
I know you're just waiting for an excuse to sing, so go ahead.
No. No. I'm not going to sing it, but
I'm so unprepared.
Yeah. Beam of light.
No, I never. I think I learned that once in first grade, and then I was like,
yeah.
Texas.
So you remember it?
No.
Oh, like
you, first
oh,
grade.
Oh, you didn't know the song.
No, I don't know the song. Oh, how does it go? Like, please.
It goes
please.
Something like 50 Nifty United States from the 13 original colonies. Shout out something. And then it goes to the names of Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana.
I do remember. Okay. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
you've jogged that memory inside of me.
You're probably a shitty singer though as a kid.
How dare you.
I can kind of see it. You know what, hit me a C right now. God, that was a pretty good C.
That was a pretty good C. Was it a C? I don't know, I was just bullshitting.
I know you were. That was good. Okay, so another one.
Yes.
You got me the Founding Fathers.
I did get you the Founding Fathers. Right. Well,
somewhere. Now, give me, how many stars do we have on the flag?
50.
Okay, what do they represent?
They represent every state.
Okay, how many stripes do we have?
Fuck. Why you gotta ask me this bullshit ass question? God damn, you know, I don't know what I'm about to do. God damn. All right, hold up. Let me think about this.
let me count the stripes in my head right now. All right, let me see.
You know this, Eddie. Think about this. You've been here before. Use deductive reasoning. 27 stripes. Color red. Some blood. Red, dead. Red is dead.
21. Okay, you don't know?
Hold on, goddamn. Give me a second now. How many? 21 red stripes.
I'm kidding. No.
Hold on, okay. That stands for
how many? Yeah, the stripes.
Give me a clue.
You've already said it.
Hold on, can I call
it's,
somebody?
It's come.
Shut up.
Can you use the call a friend? Actually, what is this, like a?
Right, let me call somebody.
What is this?
Shut up.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Hold on. Shut up. Let me call somebody.
Are you gonna put him on speaker?
Yes.
Be like, you gotta let them know, hey, you're on the podcast.
All right, 1 second.
And.
All right, hold on.
What's at stake is that you might have to take a shot if you don't get it.
I got a really...
You're going to take a shot if you don't get it, though.
I got a really tough choice to make because I know one guy that doesn't know shit about anything, but he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Or or someone that definitely knows. What was the question again?
How many stripes are on the flag?
No, that wasn't the question. What do they represent? That was the question. Look at you. Okay. I don't even know what the fuck the question means.
All right, well, how many... Well,
what does the red stripe represent, though, right?
That's our question was how many stripes?
No.
I first asked you how many stripes, and then because with the stars, I asked you how many do we have. You're like, well, we have 50. What do they represent? And you're like that the states, and then I said, all right, how many stripes do we have?
No.
And then I was gonna ask you what do they represent?
You said there are 21 stripes.
I was kidding. That was a joke.
Oh god damn it!
All right, but if you don't get this, you have to take a shot. Don't give me someone that for sure. Like oh god, if it's your wife, I swear to god, Eddie, you and your wife.
I mean, we're great.
No. I don't. Well.
Well, I don't know.
Wait, who's your call a friend?
You know what? I don't need it.
Okay, go.
I'm gonna do this with deductive reasoning.
All right, I'm gonna give you a lifeline. All right, and if this person knows it, you're in. All right. You gotta take a shot, though, Eddie.
Do they represent the 13 colonies?
Damn, my man. My man. What up? All right. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Good job.
What is up?
That was good.
13. So that means there's 13 tribes, right?
Actually.
Yes. Bitch, don't play with my emotions like that.
That was good.
I almost used up my lifeline. God damn.
Damn, who would have been your lifeline though?
Alan.
Call Alan. Just call him.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Anymore. Just call.
No, he's not going to answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we haven't talked in years.
Damn. No, I'm just kidding. You're just going to randomly call. Hey.
I talked to him this morning.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I mean, cheers to you. That was good.
That was good. Yeah, I know.
Very good. All right, our first president of the United States, the beautiful country of the United States of America.
George Washington, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what that is.
That's what that is.
Yes,
did you know George Washington didn't want to be president?
Did you know that his teeth were made from the teeth of slaves? They weren't made of wood. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Santa Claus isn't real.
Damn.
I didn't know that. I didn't want to believe it, man. I didn't want to believe it.
Do you think George Washington was like, do you think he was like faithful to his like to his, no. his lady?
Immediately, no.
Why? But what makes you say that though? Is it because there's a lot of Washingtons today?
No, I think it has to do with the fact that
there's a lot of black people with last name Washington.
Damn,
we're cutting that one out.
Booker T. Washington had to come somewhere. Let's be real. I'm saying give credit where credit is due. All right. Look back at the lineage and you buy something. That's all I'm saying. Follow the money. All I'm saying is follow the money.
Follow the money. Follow the money. That's right.
Cut this out. You know who next needs to be the first president of the United States of America?
Go.
Matthew McConaughey. That's who needs to be.
The next one?
Yeah. Because you never seen a Georgie movie. Never. When have you seen a George Washington movie? No, never. It never happened.
That's true.
Even with like the original Founding Fathers, you never seen like an original like action-packed movie that had to do with one of the Founding Fathers. You never see that. You see them all accumulated in the fucking room or some shit like that. Or a miniseries.
What if we've been lied to, Eddie?
What if the original Founding Fathers was the Trump family?
Well, I guess that wraps it up.
And with that, we'll sign off with a fucking get on the ground.
Get on the ground.
FBI comes in. I'm sorry, no. Don't shoot. He has a gun. No.
You fucking idiot. God damn.
Don't shoot.
Who would you? He has a gun.
Slides a gun underneath him. That's not mine. It's not funny, man. Why are you laughing?
People actually die from this. Yes. Man. This actually
it's
happens.
Funny. It's not funny. I'm not laughing.
It's not funny. That was pretty funny.
Stop it. All right.
So then,
who do you think would be a good George Washington?
Oh, dude. Here's the thing. They didn't have accents. They didn't have British accents at that point, right?
They had some a form of like a British accent.
No, I don't think so, because that had been like generations that already passed by. No. Well, yeah.
When did the Mayflower land? This ain't Thanksgiving, motherfucker.
Damn,
I can't remember. Mayflower landed. Wait,
16.
Christopher Columbus.
I want to say
flew the ocean
for some blue, reason.
Sailed the ocean blue in 1762. No,
1662. For some reason, the number 67 keeps standing in
67.
What happens on some that 1967? No, 1867. 1767.
6 - 7 = 1.
Bam! That's what it is.
USA number one, baby. That's what it is. One more proof you need. One more proof you need. 67, my man. Out of 67. 6 - 7 = 1. All right. I wanna be an American. Fight for the rights of. What's more American than Hulk Hogan? That's right. Shut your mouth. You don't know.
Dwayne Johnson.
Damn it, he knows. damn it. He knows. God damn it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Hulky. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's a man.
Dwayne Johnson.
I can't wait to vote for him.
I would vote for him.
I would definitely vote for him.
I think he wants to run for president.
He is gonna.
You think he is?
Yes. He's gonna run for president. He's gonna
win. You would actually vote for him though.
I would definitely vote for him. 100%. You can write this down.
No, I don't know if I would.
You could put this as a quote.
I don't know if I would.
I would vote for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Have you seen him act? He's terrible. He needs to do something else.
Dude, he has a tequila.
It tastes terrible.
No, it's really good.
He's got to do something else.
No, his tequila is really, really good.
Well,
I mean, he's not the one actually making it, but it's I know his name's on it.
And stirring the tequila up in a cauldron or something like that. I'm just kidding, Dwayne The Rock. You're great at acting. You're fantastic. Walking Tall, great movie.
Yeah.
Fast Five. Getting a little
cocky there.
Jumanji.
But
pretty good.
I haven't seen those. I haven't seen those. But I have heard who would win. Well, I was asked who would win in a fight between the Avengers and
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, the Fast and Furious crew. I don't know, man. Give Dom a Corona. That boy does unbelievable work. I was watching the first one the other day.
It's such a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
So good.
It's so good. But then you look at where they're at right now. I was like, how did this happen?
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Kind of crazy how that happens. You saw Dwayne pull a helicopter. You see that? You remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
He pulled a helicopter.
Yep.
And then he's like, I got you, Dom.
I got you, Dom.
Puts the chain back in there. No, wait. It's Jake and Hobbs, right? Whatever the fuck his name is. I can't fucking... I don't know. It's Shaw. Too much. Sean Hobbs. It's too much.
No, Hobbs is...
Hobbs and Shaw. James Schaub. Charles Robb. Anyway, it's too much. It's too much. I can't deal with it. The fucking Jumanji movies, that's, you know, they were good.
They were
good. Yeah. Kevin Hart and Jack Black.
Mm.
And that chick that was Nubia? Noob?
She's cute.
What's her name? From Avengers? Blue Alien?
No, the other one.
Cyborg?
Mm, yep.
You don't even pay attention to me.
No. But, Eddie, what I do want to tell you is that...
You never pay attention anymore.
What, Eddie?
I can't listen to you.
What do you want from me? Eddie? Talk to me, Eddie.
You don't know what you know?
What can I do to make your life a little bit easier?
You should know. Like, you should know. Like, why am I?
Talk to
why
me.
Do I have to tell you? Like, no. Like,
talk to me, Eddie.
No. Why do I have to tell you?
Can we please be adults?
No.
You have to communicate with me.
No, I was an adult like before. Like, why would I be an adult right now? You don't want to treat me like an adult right now. So, like, no. I don't want to do that. No.
Man, fuck you.
Getting triggered, you're like, steady boy.
Okay, so
no, I don't want to talk.
I sent a message to a friend, and then it kind of reminded me. I was like, you know what? We haven't done those confessions. We haven't done those confessions in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those confessions were good.
Yeah. So I just asked, these will remain anonymous, but I did ask, yo, confess something to me. I got some good shit.
Oh, shit.
The one's from my cousin. That's all I can say.
Here we go again.
No, wait, hang on. Not my cousin. It has nothing to do with me and the cousin.
I'm talking about my cousin.
I'm just like, my cousin confessed something to me.
My cousin.
Cousin.
Not my cousin.
Yeah. She confessed something to me. That is pretty good. Let me know what you think. All right.
All right, go ahead.
So this is a confession. Well, I guess, well, I don't know. What kind of advice would you give to this, right?
Stop. I'm saying shit
out
loud.
Oh, right. No. So she said, so she's in Mexico. And in Mexico, let me tell you, it's a beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this thing where they hire clowns for entertainment. It's a very common thing, right? Yes.
Yeah. Clowns are funny.
Huh?
The clowns are funny. Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah. She said that she fucked a clown at her nephew's birthday.
Well, there it is. You don't gotta say anymore.
Well,
listen to me. I got one question.
Did you find love?
Do you love
him? Do you love
him? We got problems. Do you love him? No, I imagine like
that is the weirdest thing, right? Like how
it's a bit strange. Like
you hired a clown and then you fucked the clown.
That's gotta be a smooth ass clown.
At your nephew's birthday, dude.
That's understandable though. Like nephew, you're just like, all right, I'm throwing this motherfucker a goddamn party because like the mom's tired. I get it. Oh, hold up, Is that a clown?
Mm.
Nah, he's not into me. Whatever. And the clown's like, making a balloon animal, giant penis.
Kiss me. I love the beauty in my life.
I was just like, dude, that's a
scene cuts. It's just them behind the dumpster.
It's a Pennywise.
That was awesome.
The Pennywise.
Raggy, I just rugged his raggy bitch. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
No,
but
my advice to you is change your social security number, go to a different country. Because
I know which party this was.
Were you at the party?
No, I was not the party. I was here.
Were you at the clown? Were you the clown?
I was the clown.
It was the clown. I know what party this was because that clown was me.
But father, but grandfather, how do you know?
Well, sorry. Oh, small one.
I know that because I was there. Now you go buy yourself a spaceship.
Flashback. You see, boy, the thing of it was, I was that clown. It was the summer of 69. People just started coming out of their homes. Mm. I never seen somebody so beautiful before in my life. Can you imagine a clown that just got home from Vietnam? That's not funny. It's not funny.
What the fuck?
It's not funny, dude. Talk about a sad clown.
Dude, actually, you know, I enjoyed watching the clowns growing up in Mexico.
Go on.
I wanted to be a clown. Like, I wanted to be... I didn't know any jokes. I was horrible at, you know, telling jokes.
But it's physical comedy.
It's a physical comedy, right? And I always thought it was cool. I was like, dude, I want to be a clown. I want to be a clown.
Yeah.
I want to make people happy.
You would be a great clown. You'd be a fantastic clown. I feel like you have a real knack.
Thank you, Eddie.
For
would you be a clown today? Like, if they hired the Etc. boys to go do a bit for an adult party. You know what? No, kids party.
Kids party. Thank you for the clarification. I was about to say. I was like, adult.
What kind of clown, kind baby?
Yeah.
It's just a balloon.
Didn't do anything. It's just...
Or he somehow made the balloon. That bell, that top part. You know what I'm talking about? The shroom part. He's like, and has that curve.
Anyways, would you be if they were to hire us to do a bit or like for like a kid's birthday? Would you do it?
Yeah, but I don't know if that el kid would be happy. Kids
el Batman, el Batman, y tú me pela toda la. If you haven't seen that, I'm
listen,
so sorry.
Listen.
All right, would you be a clown?
Would I be a clown?
Would you be a clown? Are they hired?
In the U.S. or
here,
Mexico?
Here in the U.S. If a Mexican family hired, they're like, hey, can you guys be the clown?
Yes, because that's a legitimate career. In Mexico, I feel like you got to scrape. You got to like struggle to survive. Maybe kill another clown because that's competition. You know what I'm talking about?
God damn.
There can only be two clowns in this block.
Yeah,
you already knew I was a clown. What you doing right now, bro? This is my corner.
Oh, they have in Mexico. They have in the streets when you get to when you're at a red light, like a clown will come up sometimes and like they'll do. Like,
oh hell, goddamn! And here he comes.
And then they come and then like after like you know before it turns green, like they just come to like all the cars and like there's like the kids with like little buckets to like you know to pay for the act.
I'd be like, here, Give me that bucket. Here you go.
Damn.
God damn.
But it's Christmas.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Damn, Eddie.
You want a tip? Here's a tip. Get a better job.
God damn.
Dude.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that. You know what? I respect clowns. I respect what they do.
We ain't gonna get hired.
It's a strong.
We're never gonna get hired.
Well, you fucked that one up.
Yep. Good job, Eddie.
You know what? As long as I can learn how to make intricate balloon animals, then I'm chill. Did you know my sister-in-law used to be? She didn't be a clown, but she was a princess.
Same shit.
Shoot.
I'm kidding. And then, I'm kidding. And then
the princess of.
Wait, what do you mean a princess though? Like at Disney?
No, like not at Disney. Like at like parties. She was at kids' parties.
They hired her to be a princess?
Yes.
Wait, who is this?
She was this is my sister-in-law. Shut up. Don't say her name. Stop it. Exactly. It's my sister-in-law. She was a princess.
Who hired her?
Shut up. Name is not important. The point was she was a princess. She's pretty good. But
like, she would like get in the character.
She would get into character.
If you were to be a Disney character, who would you be?
Hercules. I have often dreamed of a far-off place.
Well, you got the vocals. Where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me.
And the crowds will cheer when they see my face.
And a voice keeps saying,
this is where I'm meant to be.
I will find my way.
Pick a key, please.
I can go the distance.
Please, there you go.
I don't care how far.
Somehow I'll be strong. I know every mile will be worth my while.
I can go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
Hercules. Pop, you guys are the best parents I've ever known.
Ah, oh, dude,
I gotta know. I'm pretty sure we've done this bit already.
We didn't get it. It didn't make it.
Well, I'm sure this one will.
Okay, so you would be Hercules.
I'll be Hercules, 1,000%.
You'd be very shitty Hercules.
Who'd you be? Let me guess. Aladdin.
That's racist.
Can I tell you how many times people were like, oh my God, you look like Aladdin?
Who told you that?
Don't worry about it.
Who told you that?
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Ain't nobody said I look like Aladdin.
People, not you.
Oh, you.
Me.
Yeah, you do. I look like Aladdin.
I mean, you do look like Aladdin. It's not bad. I mean, Aladdin's good. Like, yeah.
God damn.
Did you know?
Speaking of which, I would be either Pinocchio or Peter Pan.
Stop it! I don't need to know anything else.
No, I'll be
back up.
I'd
shut
be
up,
Geppetto. I'd be the old man.
If you were Geppetto,
I know
1,000%
Geppetto.
Geppetto. Il telefono le Geppetto. No, if you were Geppetto, 1,000%, you would not build yourself a little boy. You'll build yourself a nasty, gross, big titty looking ass wooden doll. You'd have to dance some shaman cumbia dance to like bring her to life. There ain't no blue fairy. R.I.P. Naruto. Anyway. You would be Pinocchio. Look me in the eyes and tell me you'd be Pinocchio. Shut up.
Or Pinocchio or Peter Pan.
That means you're Italian. Ooh. I'm just kidding. Or Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
Why?
I like Peter Pan.
Again, why?
What do you mean? He leads the Lost Boys.
Explain to me why you like Peter Pan right now. Don't say Tinker Bell. Stop it. Stop.
We kind of has Tinkerbell.
Stop it, God damn it. Oh, my God.
Did you see? I I mean, Disney knew what they were doing when they created Tinkerbell.
Oh, they knew.
They knew.
They knew what they were doing.
Did you know, like, this Peter Pan was, like, that movie was made back in, like, in the early 50s or, like, late 40s?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
When was it made?
I think it was made in the 60s, not 40s.
I think it's in the 50s.
Look it up.
The 50s sounds correct to me.
I know. I'm pretty sure The Sword and the Stone came before that.
Peter Pan. 1953.
Damn.
Told you.
You got me.
Okay.
Some bullshit.
But yeah, Peter Pan. Yeah.
Which should you be? Would you be Robin Williams? Or would you be cartoon?
Cartoon. I can't be Robin Williams. I
can't. You're right. It's too sacred.
Too sacred.
Too beautiful.
Oh, dude. I'd love to be the genie. Robin Williams genie. Not Will Smith.
I don't think anybody would want to be Will Smith. I don't know, but like Prince Ali, that Prince Ali song, and that new one, it was pretty good. I liked it. It was good. It wasn't as funny, but it was good. Even Aladdin. You know what? I would say Aladdin is probably the best out of all of them so far.
I hate that song where Jasmine sang by herself.
Oh my God, me too. Me too, man.
Is that weird?
Is it weird that
I hate that?
No.
No. Because it's normal, right?
It's forced. It was very forced. It's like
I was ambushed into something.
It's
like
show, don't tell, right? Show me that she's strong and independent and she's capable.
But don't just
fucking be like, I can't be held back anymore. People don't understand me because I'm a woman. You know?
Yeah. But
it was horrible.
Wait. I
hated it.
Going back to your friend, I mean, your sister-in-law. So she was a...
She was a princess.
And then? Did she hate it?
No, she really liked it, actually. It was really good. She knew how to make those balloon animals. It was awesome. Like I would just tell her, hey, can you make some balloon animals? And she'd like start twisting
always
some
a penis. Fucking balloon.
Yeah, here you go. It's a snake.
Well,
hey,
all right.
You suck. Yeah, well, at least I got a mother than father.
Damn.
I ain't got a stepdaddy, that's for sure.
Damn. All right, well, that confession's done.
All right.
Next one.
No, wait. We didn't even fucking get to that confession. She fucked the clown.
She fucked the clown.
I got so many questions.
Well, should we just call her put on speed?
Please. I would love that.
No, continue.
Did he pop confetti when he came?
She said she didn't come, though. I'm kidding. What the fuck? Why would she tell me that? No, she just said... Hey.
She told you that.
She just meant...
No, she told you that. Look at me in the eyes. Tell me she didn't tell you that.
I can't look at you in the eyes.
Well, son, I was a clown.
I was a clown once. Ever since that day, I look up into the sky and wonder if she's looking at the same stars.
All right. Next one.
Please.
That one's done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this one's wild.
Did she fuck him while he was in the clown costume?
Yeah.
That day?
Yeah. At the... Dude, yeah.
Wait, how did it happen, though? Like, was the clown, like, you know... Putting the moves on her, or is she just like, you know what, I gotta have this guy.
I didn't ask those questions. It was just through messages.
Okay, if you were in that situation, if you were the woman, and you knew you were gonna fuck the clown, one way or another, that clown getting dicked on.
Can I just be the man? Can I just be me?
It was a female clown.
I'd fuck her in the clown.
Okay, but how? How would you go about it?
I was like, don't take it off.
What? No, God damn it! How would you approach a clown and be like, yeah, you want a bone?
But hey, you smoke
a cigarette? You got a cigarette?
Yeah, a cigarette.
She's like, uh-huh. Pucker, pucker. Turns into a lighter.
God damn it, that's hilarious.
Come here. every time you go in, it's
did you see what I sent you on Instagram?
No, what'd you think?
Go to your Instagram right now. You can look at it. We can get your live reaction.
I got pee, dude.
And we're back. So, anyways, I was saying, check your phone.
Oh, right. The Instagram shit, right?
Yeah, so check your phone. Check over to the messages.
Messages.
Play it out loud.
Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got a friend request. I don't know you. Messages. How do I go to message? Okay.
Yeah.
The noise took me out.
Eddie, I'm sorry.
This is the day of the independence of this great nation.
I'm sorry, Eddie. Play it again.
Damn. Yo, good for her.
Good.
Oh, shit. What am I talking? Good for him. That's what that is. Hell yeah. My boy got lucky. That's what that is. I can't believe I just saw what I saw. You gotta be ashamed of yourself.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, next question.
No, you're not sorry. I know what you is.
Next question. I'm about to wrap this up.
Please.
All right. So I was like, hey, I need a confession. What you got? Anything new? Anything wild lately? Mm-hmm. She said, I sold pictures of my feet to this guy.
That's weak sauce.
And better okay. But now he wants to go out. Now he wants us to go out.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, if you ask for a picture,
how much did he pay for it?
Huh?
How much did he pay for it?
She didn't share me that part. But she just said, let me, well.
How much did you pay for it?
I will say. She's like, I will say
that. All right, I'm talking to you now. How much did you pay? Did he pay for it? If he paid less than $100, don't do it. Don't do it.
To go on a date with someone that's willing to pay for feet pictures?
If it was me, I'd be like, I know at one point you looked at them feet.
And checked off.
At least $100. That'll be like, okay, he's either really fucking desperate and he's got no money, or
he's got all the money in the world.
He's got a pretty good career and he just wanted some feet pics.
Or he has a big dick.
Probably not.
You might be right about that, Jack.
I don't know about that. But hey, if he does, fucking, you're a winner, girl.
Yeah, that was wild. I was like, dude, yeah. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't ever buy feet pics?
No, I wouldn't ever ask for feet pics.
What if you?
I gotta ask for something else.
What if you were?
If that were me.
What if you were 80 pounds heavier? Nobody wanted to talk to you.
Damn. I would still say no.
You would say no.
I would say no.
They're not offering it to you, my guy.
Well, this guy's asking.
Yeah. So you would be the guy asking in this situation.
God damn it.
You wouldn't be like, no thank you, no feet. What? I'm sorry. There wasn't an offer. You asked.
Damn.
How much would you pay?
$15. That's the most. Per picture.
The fact that you would pay anything at all speaks volume. Next question,
next
please.
Question. All right. Next question. All right. So I found, okay, so this one's like, this is they're actually asking for advice here. She said, so I found out that the girl that my ex cheated on me with, he's cheating on her. I found out he's cheating on her. Should I tell her?
Why do you give a fuck?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, hold up.
This why do you
is
care?
You got to move on. Yeah, like this is, you know, just because.
Grow the fuck up.
Right.
Forget about it and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You're only going to do, you're putting yourself back into that situation.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't respond back. I was just like, I just said, LOL. But now that you're listening to this, I think she still has feelings for this ex that cheated on her.
Maybe, probably. You know, people do dumb shit and then they realize that they made a mistake.
That's true.
That's not your problem. Move the fuck on.
So I think, listen, you're better than this.
Way better.
Well, you're kind of not, right? Yeah, you're right. This is.
Let's be honest. You're not better than this. Go back. She's accepting you. Please crawl.
Yep.
Whatever she needs, whatever she says, please. Both of us know that it ain't going to get better than this.
You know who you are.
God damn. No, man. Get the fuck out of there. Fuck her. If she wants to cheat or if she's being cheated on or whatever the fuck she wants to do, God damn it. Just fucking leave. Why do you care? Go jack off and then think about doing what you're doing. Think with a clear state of mind.
Chuck. Bam.
Go talk to someone, goddammit.
There you go.
See a therapist.
There you go. Last one. We're wrapping it up now.
That bitch with the goddamn clown is a therapist too. What the fuck was up with that? God damn.
I was the clown.
Was he good?
It was me. No, I'm kidding. That was my cousin. Okay. Okay. So this one's like, I'm fucking tired of guys just wanting to like hook up. Like I'm actually looking for something decent and nice. So I would say,
please.
You gotta arrange. You gotta rearrange your filters, my girl.
The insides?
No, the filters.
And the inside.
These Instagram, like, cause on her Instagram, she is pretty like out there, wearing provocative stuff. You know, it's like, come on, girl. You can't. Okay. Like, come on.
Okay. Can't nobody live their life anymore?
I mean,
can't nobody just get affirmation anymore?
I'm just saying, dude. Like, what are you expecting? What do you expect? So if all your pictures are like in bikini, and like teasing, like you doing a little teasing, showing that booty.
Here's the thing: like, if it was socially acceptable for men to do the same thing, guaranteed. In fact,
don't look at me matter.
Like, don't look
it
at me.
It don't
like
fucking matter.
Listen to me.
That shit don't matter. We ain't the same. We ain't the same, Eddie.
In that sense, we are.
We guaranteed, are not 100%. The same.
Guaranteed.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If I'm fucking walking around naked, women ain't gonna be looking at me. But if a girl's walking around naked, most guys will probably be looking. It's different. We ain't the same. We ain't the same, Eddie. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's true. No, I think that there's a lot of people out there that would like, don't have to be just women, man. A lot of people that would be out there if you were fucking naked, right? And you're fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. Someone had to tell you. This is your wake-up call. Well, but if you were fucking naked, there was a lot of people that like would like fucking be trying to get with you, right? It's very easy to do that.
We're talking about this woman, right?
But maybe that's not the type of affirmation you need to be looking for, right? Even as a man or as a woman. What do you want to be respected for? You want to be respected for just your looks, or do you want to be respected for your personality? Then have some personality. All right? What do you got to offer other than your fucking body, right?
You make me sick, Eddie.
Are you, what are you talking about?
This is stupid.
If it's somebody who's like,
this is the stupidest thing I've heard you say.
What the fuck are you? No, if you have something else to offer, i.e. a personality, a sense of humor, goals, dreams, achievements, other than just your fucking body, you can be hot. People are hot.
She's pretty hot.
All the time they're hot, right?
She's pretty hot.
What else? All right, you're hot. Cool. What else you got to give? Nothing? All right, I'm out. Damn. Easy. Easy.
Well, there it is.
That's what that is.
Yeah, that's what that
is. And like women act the same way. What you mean? Yeah, you look good. Yeah, you got like, but like what, you know, what else?
Right.
I need someone to provide. I need someone to give me this and that. It's not just a good time all the time, honey.
Ooh.
All right. It's more than that. You got to be like syncing with each other. You got to be, you know, looking at the same movies, discussing shit. You don't got to like the same stuff, but maybe it goes beyond just having good looks, right? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I think that's
also lower standards.
Alrighty then.
Looks wise, physically wise.
God damn it.
Goddamn standards.
Let me cut this goddamn podcast. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of your bullshit. You did a horrible.
I was the only one who fucking. You quoted
a movie.
Yeah.
A movie.
Yeah. But it had to do with Independence Day. You just asked me a bunch of goddamn questions.
I was trying to test your skills, man.
What you had to say about the independence?
I love my country. It's a beautiful country. I wouldn't trade for anything. Goddamn thing.
All right, that's going to be it. That's going to be it for me. I can't do this no more.
But, dude, this is
listen. All right. In the serious note,
God
happy
bless 4th America.
Of July. You know what? It's,
God bless America.
It's a great time to be alive, no matter what. You know, we just got done with a terrible fucking pandemic. Everybody's going out. I'm seeing people walk their dogs, ride bicycles, go in the lake, fish.
Orgies are back.
And better than ever.
Those numbers are bumping.
I never seen people perform the way they perform in them goddamn orgies. I saw a couple clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And they entertained everybody. They were funny while they were doing it, too. It was fantastic. Every time they nutted, it was confetti everywhere. But in all seriousness, glitter never comes off.
And that's it for today, folks. Thank you for listening in. This was, oh God, this is so cringy. It's stupid. It's like, but happy 4th of July. Celebrate safe.
Please.
Please.
Don't shoot guns in the air.
Please.
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 Stop it. I pay good money to live in this place. Don't shoot guns in the air. Greg, I'm talking to you. I know you watch this goddamn podcast. Don't shoot guns. I don't give a goddamn if you think the property line is where it needs to be. It ain't where it is.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Stop it.
Yep.
Talk about that goddamn property line one more time. Damn it. Tell me where to put my goddamn garbage can. Turn up the goddamn mic. Tired of this motherfucker Greg telling me where to goddamn put my garbage
Subscribe
can.
Subscribe to our fucking channel. Follow us. Want. You guys are awesome.
All right.
And
tell me something else. Dump the goddamn trash everywhere, too. I ain't gonna cut that grass.
And we're gone. We're gone.
We're gone.
I'm not gonna cut that
grass.
We're gone.
I ain't cutting the grass. No goddamn grass. I ain't doing no goddamn bullshit.